Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
In Psalm 93, note how the author described God. He used words such as majesty, strength, eternity, and holiness. Here's what he wrote.
The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed, enveloped in strength. The world is firmly established. It cannot be shaken. Your throne has been established from the beginning. You are from eternity. Lord, your testimonies are completely reliable. Holiness adorns your house for all the days to come.
Well, this indeed describes how we should worship God. In the New Testament, Paul personalized this kind of worship in his own life and encouraged Timothy to do the same. Note the words that Paul used in his first letter to his fellow missionary.
God will bring this about in his own time. He is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal power. Amen.
These words, of course, describe the eternal God who delights in authentic worship. We must remember, however, that we cannot worship our Creator authentically unless we know him personally, by receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Have you made that decision? You can today. So here's the principle to live by. To be able to worship God authentically, we must come to know our Creator personally as our majestic, all-powerful, eternal, and holy King.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To find out how you can receive this Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.